Almost one-third of all companies have not yet adopted the best practice for handling change of bank account requests. This pains me greatly because the losses associated with it can be quite large. And every company, regardless of size, whether you're large or small, is vulnerable. That's why I'm devoting this soundbite, what some might consider a sliver of an issue, but one that is wreaking havoc across the business landscape. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the program where we share tips and explain simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. Now, let me start off by explaining how the fraud works and why it is critical every organization adopt best practices, even though, against my better judgment, I'm going to share what I consider an almost best practice, because those of you who have bought my book, 127 Best Practices, know that I usually offer an alternative if, for whatever reason, your organization is not willing to use the best practice. But let me beg you, if I will, because I hate to see what happens in some organizations when they get hit, let me beg you to adopt the best practice, even though it can create a little extra work. Okay, before we get started, let me tell you how the fraud works. The crook, using a variety of methods, and I'll talk a little bit about that, sends an email to usually the accounts payable department. They try and identify the person responsible for the master vendor file. They impersonate a vendor, and they're really good at it. Well, some of them are really good at it. Some of them stink. You probably have seen some of the bad emails. But most of them are really good at impersonating the vendor. And they just say something like, you know, we had to close our old bank account. They may give a reason, they may not. It doesn't really matter. This happens all the time. And here's our new bank account number. Can you please send future payments there? Now, if we went back a few years before all this craziness started, you would have just accepted that, made the change, and started paying the new account. But you cannot do it because crooks have gotten really good at spoofing emails. They buy URLs that are very close to your vendor's URL. It may be off one letter. They may have bought a URL, for example, if it had the letter M, a small M like Mary, in it. They'll buy the same URL, except instead of the M, it will have an R and an N. And if you're not looking closely, that R and N looks an awful lot like an M. Anyway, they've got a whole bunch of techniques, and they send you an email requesting that you make this change. Okay. Now, before I go through what the best practice is, I'd just like to take a moment and invite you to subscribe. It's completely free, it's private, and you can unsubscribe anytime. And if you're watching on YouTube and you ring that bell next to the subscribe button, you'll be notified whenever we post new AP content, which we do two or three times a week. And by the way, on YouTube, to subscribe, you don't need a YouTube account. You can go ahead and do it if you just have a Gmail account. All right, so what's the best practice? Best practice is you get one of those emails and you pick up the phone and you call the vendor and you verify that the request came from them and they really want you to make this change. Now, this means that you need to keep up-to-date information in the master vendor file. If you don't, and I know some companies that do this anyway, regardless of whether they have information in the master vendor file, they go to the website, the company's website, and they get the general number and they call the main switchboard, and then they are transferred from person to person until they get to the person in accounts receivable, billing, perhaps treasury, who can confirm that yes, this is a legitimate request. Now, I had conversations with controllers who complained to me and they said, do we really have to do that? We call up and every single time the answer is yes. Yes, that request really did come from us. And my answer is, yeah, you really should do that, because one fraud, and I know cases where it's happened, one fraud and you can see $2 million go out the door, a lot of money. So yes, you have to do it. Yes, it's extra work. Yes, if you're a large enough company, you might even have to add staff. But think about this, if you've started an automation project, maybe you have a little extra resources in your AP staff, maybe you have somebody who's free like half a day a week or something, and they can take this on. But really, please, please, please do it, because it's devastating when it goes wrong. So I promised I'd share an almost best practice, because that's what I do in 127 best practices. And I realize that sometimes companies, for whatever reason, can't use the best practice. If you're going to use an alternative practice, and be aware that really, really smart crooks, if they've infiltrated your supplier's ERP system and emails, may be able to get this information. But an alternative is to ask the person who's making the request to give some information that in theory only the vendor would have. So you might ask them, what were the last three payments that they made? What was the old bank account number that they're closing? What was the last three invoice numbers? This will help you avoid having to make the phone call. And of course, if you get no response, that might be a clue that there was a problem. But really, nothing beats picking up the phone and calling, okay? This is another variation, if you will, on those rush wire transfer requests. And just to talk for a moment about worst practices, because I do that, I want to call out the worst practices. So hopefully you're not using them. And if you are, stop. Okay, but the worst practice is to do nothing, to just accept those emails at face value. Because yeah, 99 out of 100 are going to be fine. They're going to have come from your vendor, but that one email that came from a crook can cost your organization millions and millions of dollars. I saw one story in the paper. The fraud was for $750,000. It was a smaller company and they were able to stop it. And the president said, thank God we caught this, because if we had paid this money out, it would have meant we had to lay people off. Okay. In that organization, that amount of money, that's how serious it was. To show you just how crafty some crooks are, we've created a quiz. Can you spot the phony email address? It's in a soundbite on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, a link will appear to the left. Otherwise, go to YouTube and search for the AP Now podcast. We'll also include a link in the show notes to that particular quiz. And remember, I really do appreciate those thumbs up, those shares, subscribes, and comments. Good luck, guys.